For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Liz, we're alive, baby.
We're doing it. We're doing it.
Perfect. Y'all. You have to say it like this.
Are you going to set the scene?
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I am your host, Tori DeSimone, and today I decided to bring on my sis, my special guest, my Lindsay Margiotti.
That's me.
You have to talk a little louder.
Oh, sorry.
We're competing with elements also, here.
Yeah. You have to let them know where we are. It's kind of random.
So, guys, right now we're on a plane in the middle of the sky on our way to Jamaica. And I have a lot of anxiety when it comes to flying.
Yeah, you do.
And this is, like, helping me a lot. Like, talking and stuff is, like, helping me.
Yeah.
This picking my nail, which is picking my cuticle. I literally was picking Lindsay's split ends. I was like, please, I need something. So, yeah.
This.
But this is helping a ton.
Yeah.
So I was like, should we just like whip it out and pod real quick? So I'm sure you guys are getting a ton of background noise. And if it sucks, we'll just re-record it a different time. Yeah. The flight attendants are going to be so confused. They're going to be like,
and we're live.
You have to talk closer to the mic,
sorry.
Sister.
Okay, got it.
They're going to be like, what are you doing? We're like, you don't want to know. We could. We see each other.
We see each other.
Anyway, so guys, welcome to Manifest. I have no idea where this is gonna go. Honestly, this is just a coping mechanism for me to deal with anxiety right now.
Yeah.
And maybe this is gonna help some other people cope with anxiety as well.
Yeah, we're just here to talk.
We're literally just here to talk.
I have no idea what I'm gonna talk about.
I mean, I guess you can just listen to Lindsay and I's conversation because we're so annoying.
It's girl time.
It is literally girl time.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. I actually have a topic that I brought up earlier that I want to talk about. But before we do that, I have like a format now.
Oh, okay.
So you have to like say three things that you're grateful for.
I forgot you
three
do
things
this.
You're manifesting, and then a question. And we can ask my dad for that question. Because my dad is sitting across the aisle from us.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, so three things that you're grateful for. Why don't we go like one, 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 one?
Okay.
Okay, do you want to start?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Just go. Yeah, I'll start.
Go ahead.
I'll just take over your pod. I'm grateful for this trip, obviously, and like to have you, which sounds so dramatic, but like,
thanks,
I mean, I'm on a plane on the way to Jamaica.
I know.
So I'm so grateful for this.
It's crazy. Like, I'm really grateful for that too. That was my first one too. And it's like crazy because I was like trying to sleep like before we were taking off.
Yeah, we
and
really
I was
tried
like
to do it.
Yeah, I tried my best. Mm-hmm. But I was like, man, Lindsay and I like met through spin, and like what if she never asked me that one day like a question like
about a
a bad boy. And then, like, what if you never asked me? Like, would we be on a plane together right now, like, going on vacation?
I...
Shoot or shoot. So effortless. It's so effortless.
So effortless. I feel like, yeah, I feel like it probably would have happened.
I think so, too.
Right?
But, like, it's just crazy. Like, it just shows that, like, you just gotta, like, be friendly to people. And you gotta put yourself out there.
Yeah.
And make some friends.
I just needed some unbiased girl advice. And I was like, who better to ask than
my spin instructor? Now we're going to Jamaica.
Yeah, here we are.
So, yeah, I'm grateful for you, too.
Okay, so is it back to
me again? Yeah, it's back to you.
Shit. Do you curse on this?
Yeah, you can absolutely curse on this.
Shoot, okay.
Shoot, guys.
What I'm grateful for, like, it doesn't have to be, like, this week.
It can
week
be
specific.
Last week. Okay, it can be any time of life.
It sounds maybe, hey, like, my education, because I am graduating soon.
Oh, that's so sweet.
In May. In
hey, Mom, we're
months.
Podcasting.
Okay, look,
Karen is
a
astonished.
Mic.
Do you want to come say something? Do you want to say something?
No.
Okay. She doesn't want to say anything. No. Our neighbors are looking at us. We're doing it. It's because I'm anxious, so this is helping me.
She has to talk through it, so I've been dragged into this.
I'm going to come to you guys to phone a friend, though, because I need a question for the week.
We're going to take questions from the audience.
Questions. Live questions on the airplane. We walk up and down the aisles. Literally, it's this, guys. Okay, so we're in like a huge plane. Oh God.
Oh.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
We can interview the.
I hope you guys can hear this. So they're bringing out food and drinks, which I guess is a good sign that the turbulence is better.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're gonna get a lot of looks, and this flight attendant hasn't been the nicest so far. But anyway, maybe he wants to be on the pod. He can be our guest.
We're like, manifest Tori.
He's literally gonna be like, what are you guys doing? I'm gonna be like, a podcast, you ever heard of it? Anyway, you're grateful for your education.
Just because, I mean, not just because I'm graduating soon, but I'm thankful that I am graduating in May.
Same.
You know?
My life is gonna begin in May.
Literally, our life starts
in May. May 8th.
May 8th. That's
literally
it.
Cannot wait. Cannot freaking
in the
wait.
Cow.
So the other thing I'm grateful for, second thing. Is everything that happened last week with CIO.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, it literally was so crazy. Like, we got an investment check, we got a lease signed, and we got a house all in the same day. Like, it was crazy because, like, it took, like, so long to oh, boy, I'm so nervous right now. The flight attendant's right there.
I'm good. Thank you.
He didn't care at all.
Yeah.
He didn't care.
Probably didn't even notice.
He didn't even notice. anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, no, it was just, like, crazy because, like, the universe, like, really showed itself in the past, like, couple months, I'd say, with, like, everything going on with Seattle. So the fact that we got, like, a lease signed, we got money, and we got a house all in the same day is really crazy.
The stars, like, really aligned with that one.
Yeah, they really did. My mom's taking pictures of us. Paparazzi! Literally taking pictures of us. Yeah, so that's that. What else are you grateful for?
Now I have to think of another one. This really makes you think.
Yeah, that's kind of the whole point.
I guess, yeah, that is the whole point. Oh, my health. Last week I was dead.
Oh, yeah, talk
I
about
was
that.
Totally better. Is there much to say about that one?
I mean, you got an STD check.
Make it sound like I'm out here sleeping around, but if only people knew.
If only you knew. Lindsay is, like, knew. Literally Virgin Mary.
Yeah, I don't do that. The STD like, literally check was just because my friends were doing it, and it was, like, mom and
you're like, fuck it, I guess I will, too.
Yeah, I was dead last week. I thought I had mono. They didn't give me the blood test for it, but they're like, we're going to treat it for you anyway, because either way, you're taking this. And I was like, okay.
Did you and you ended up having it, right?
Yeah, but...
I have it, too.
I probably got it from Tori.
You honestly probably did get it from me.
But yeah, I'm grateful for...
I'm grateful for it.
I'm grateful for
my motto.
Because I was like really nervous that I was going to be sick this week.
Yeah. And I'm glad that you're not.
Yeah, right. That would have sucked. But I bounced back quick.
Yeah, you do bounce back. That's my bitch.
Yeah.
Let's see. Last thing I'm grateful for. There's a lot to be... The third one's always the hardest because there's so much to be grateful for that I, like, want to choose the right one, but I don't want to neglect other things.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, here's what I'm really grateful for. I'm really grateful for my staff at Phoenixville Stride.
Yeah.
Because I'm able to, like, go on this vacation and enjoy myself knowing that I have such a great team behind me, which is really special. Like, I have a lot of anxiety about, like, leaving and being, like, on... in a different country where I don't necessarily have, like, access to my phone 24/7. So I'm excited to have that time off, but I'm also a little anxious about it. But I'm really grateful that I have, like, such a good team.
Yeah, they're definitely holding down the fort for you.
Oh, my God, for sure.
Yeah, you
and
are
like,
really lucky.
Yeah, like, Lauren and Jess, like, hold it down.
Yeah, doing the damn thing.
They're doing the damn
thing. The grind doesn't stop.
The grind does not stop, baby. Okay.
This whole thing is going to be, you know, those, like, compilations of
Manny and Jeffrey.
The grind doesn't stop. It's just going to be an echo.
It's going to be that, and it's going to be TikTok language. Yeah. We just, it's all we've been saying all day.
We see each other.
All right, what are you manifesting? Give me three things.
Oh, my God.
Good Instagram pictures. We all know someone's expecting a good Instagram picture from you.
Leave me alone. fire Instapics. A good trip. I want to, like, relax.
Yeah.
And not, like, be so stressed and so uptight.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A student's got a lot to worry about.
Yeah, bitch. We're going to land and jump in that ocean, but without Lindsay's hair wet, because she don't want to do it.
She don't want it. Yeah, my hair's going to go in a top knot. Three things. That's what I say. Fire Instapics.
Fire Instapics. No stress.
No stress. This doesn't have to be, like, this week specifically, but, like... I'm supposed to be at school this week. It doesn't start until next week. But just that I'm manifesting that I don't get behind in my schoolwork. I mean, I brought my laptop. But,
so,
like,
that means you have to manifest your
grades. I'm manifesting good grades.
Perfect.
Is that good?
It's the switching of the words.
There it is.
That's where it is.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm manifesting good digestion. Because whenever,
not kidding,
anytime I travel, like, things just, like, get so much better. Like, my bloat goes away. So I'm really manifesting, like, good digestion while I'm on this trip. I'm also manifesting just to feel, like, happy and to have really good memories here and just to, like, not worry about work as much while I'm away. Like, even though, like, so much is going on with, like, Sea Isle, like, I left during, like, the first week
of
Sea Isle beginning.
Right when it started.
So that's, like, kind of hard because, like, I'm the only one running it, but totally fine. So I'm manifesting just, like, to relax and, like, enjoy this because I know that after this, like, it's going to be work, like, every day until September. And then after that, I am also manifesting... what's the third thing? Lots of papaya.
Okay.
It's my favorite fruit.
I've never had it.
It hits so different in Jamaica.
Really?
Yeah, you'll try it.
I'll have what she's having.
I'll have what she's having. We need a question.
Oh.
Hey, Dad. Do you have a question for Lindsay and I? No, you need to think of one right now. It has to be right now. Do you have a question for us, Mom? Go ahead, Dad. Do you have a question, Mom? What'd you say, Dad?
He said, who has more earwax?
Is there more earwax?
He said, who has more earwax?
That's a lame question. My mom gets it because my mom listens to Manifest. Mom, ask me a question that Manifest would want to know. Dad, can you help Mom out on this one? It's literally, I wish you guys could, like, see this. So it's a huge plane, but it's, like, so empty. It's literally, like, maybe 20 people on this huge plane. So we're, like, screaming across the plane. They both say they need to think about it. All right. We can make up our own questions.
I was gonna say, should we just, like, make our own Q&A?
Yes, Dad has one. Who's the coolest? Are you kidding me?
What the hell?
Are you kidding me?
Why would you put us on the spot like that? Who's the coolest? We have our pros and cons to each of us, if we're being honest.
All right. I guess no question.
Yeah.
The question is no question. All right, let's talk about what I was, like, talking about a little bit earlier. I actually want to try out an experiment that we can do live.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, like, I was listening to Own It by Drake.
Got it.
As, like, the plane was taking off.
Yes.
I just talked to you about
that. I was here.
But we have a live experiment to do that we'll tell the people about. Mm-hmm. So I was listening to Own It by Drake. And I was just, you know, my eyes were open. Turbulence was happening. So I was just, like, you know, mobbing out a little bit. And I was, like, thinking, and I was, like, because, like, here's the thing. I love love. I love being in relationships. I really, really do.
Okay.
And I'm, like, so unbelievably single right now. It's actually hysterical.
Yeah. I mean, but, like, me too. All of us are.
Yeah, but you don't mind it.
Yeah, I really don't.
I don't mind it either, but I like being in relationships, if that makes sense. So I was, like, you know, listening to Own It by Drake, like, in my bag a little bit, a little scared for my life. And then I was like, man, like, all the guys that are in my life that, like, I've met and that I know in past and present, like, really aren't all that. So, like, are these really my pickings for the rest of my life?
Are you saying that men aren't shit?
Yeah, kinda.
Yeah, I mean, so, like, we've been new.
Okay, but we've known that. So then why am I looking for, like, this amazing guy? Should I be, like, lowering my standards?
No. No, never. I mean, we shouldn't.
I mean,
who knows if we unintentionally do. But I'm not. I refuse to. Maybe that's why I've
been
single for so long.
What is your standard?
What is my standard?
Yeah, tell me.
See, that's a really good question because I say my standard and then the person that
I mean, same with me.
Like, where's the line, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, same with me. I'm like, my standard's up here, but we all know the person.
I'm like, I want respect, loyalty.
Has got none of that.
It's a tough life, man. Being a single girl in these streets.
Like,
are all the good guys
life.
Taken?
I don't think anybody has a good guy. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
And I know some girls on the Facebook group are gonna be like, no, 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 like, I have a really good guy.
Do you?
And I'm like, how do you know?
We're like, call her daddy. We're like,
but do you? Like, I thought I had a good guy. And, like, Lindsay even said to me one time, like,
oh, my God.
You know.
Should I say it?
Say it.
Do I leave names or whatever?
Go ahead. They all know Matt.
Okay. Got it.
My ex.
Well, when Tori dated Matt, whatever, it was the three of us.
It
really was.
Always.
I was also in a relationship
yes,
with Matt.
Yes, absolutely.
And seeing, like, the two of them, in person, like, and I told Tori this after they broke up, like, I literally thought to myself, I was like, I want a guy to look at me the way that Matt looks at her.
And look at what happened. He fucking cheated, man. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you think you have a good guy, and then, like, you don't. So I'm like, do you really have a good guy? Are there even good guys?
No, it's a light chop here.
Oh, no.
We're going to keep the seatbelt sign still on. They are saying just light, though, no moderate.
You should see your face right now.
Hopefully they're correct with that, and they said this is... Light chop is
going to leave this part in
after about another 6 to 8 minutes or so.
I can do 6 to 8 minutes of light chop.
Do you leave that part in?
What?
Do you edit your podcast?
I normally don't edit. It's normally a one-take wonder.
Got it.
But I should be saying that we're going to take an ad break. So we're going to pause right here. We're going to take an ad break, and we'll be right back.
See you later.
For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Bond Charge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, sterilite therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest.
And we're back from the ad break. That's it. They put the ad in for me. I don't do it. So I hope you liked that ad.
whatever it was,
that was it. No, but like what I'm saying is like I feel like I don't know, like pickings are slim, man. Like I'm looking for like X, Y, and Z of all these things, and I can think of like prospects in my mind of like, okay, maybe it's this person, maybe it's this person, maybe it's this person. But I'm like, none of them's really what I want. But you know what? Then I look at Max and Gretchen, and I'm like, I love them.
They are really cute.
And they are so great.
See, like, that's it. There's some people where I'm like, they found it. Whatever it is, they got it. But then again, I think that was some people. And then I'm like, do you know that one chick that's like, you always Snapchat other bitches?
Yes.
It's like, me with some of my friends were like, they talk about how in love they are. And then it's like a hot mess half the time behind the scenes. And I'm like, you guys make me thankful that I'm not in a relationship. Yes. Because I remember, like, how miserable it can be sometimes.
Literally, but like, maybe so it's all miserable. Like that. Like, so, like, I, like, anytime I, like, start talking to a guy or, like, getting, like, somewhat serious, I'm always like, ooh, I remember why I don't like being in relationships.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks.
And, like, the stuff that you have to deal with. Like, even stuff with, like, going out with your friends.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's a problem.
It is a problem, and, like, it shouldn't be a problem. But, like, when you are out with your friends, you're preoccupied by texting them the whole time, you know?
Yeah.
It's a hard life.
It's literally another person.
But there's there's an experiment that I want to try, and I think we're going to have to try it out on me.
Okay, yeah. Because, what is it?
Okay, so, like, when you your pupils, like, get bigger when you think about the person that, like, you're crushing on.
Oh, okay.
You're not crushing on anyone,
no,
so I can't do this for you. Unless you are. Do you have a crush?
No.
At all.
You know damn well.
Do you?
You know damn well.
At all.
I don't.
If I said a certain someone's name, would you say anything? Like, would you think your pupils would...
I don't think my pupils would get bigger now.
Okay, so we'll try it on me. Because we all know I have a crush.
You have a crush.
I'm crushing. Crushing.
Okay, ready? Wait, okay. So I'm just going to watch to see if your pupils actually...
I think you need to, like...
Do you actually want me to...
Record
it?
Record it.
So you can see? Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't believe me if I told you?
This is not light chop. This is moderate chop.
Tori's getting very nervous about the turbulence.
This is moderate chop. He said light.
This is light.
I'm calling moderate. We have like 4 minutes left of the moderate. Hang on, maybe we'll do the experiment in 4 minutes when I calm down a little bit. I really hate turbulence. But you know what helps whenever there is turbulence? Hmm. Is like to know that the plane, this is like a podcast of ADHD because it's going all over the place. It's like that one TikTok. Did you watch the guy in the hot tub when he was like, and that's on ADHD, and he was eating noodles with chopsticks?
No.
I'll show it to you. Anyway, I don't remember what I was saying. Oh, there was one time that my mom was flying and like there was turbulence and the pilot came on and was like, hey, there's like turbulence, like buckle up. But just remember, like, the plane flies the same.
Yeah.
Which like is nice to remember.
Planes can fly themselves basically.
Yeah. I just still don't like it, which is so weird because in the car, whenever we go over bumps, I don't give a shit.
But like you have to remember, I don't want this to freak you out, but like it's worse to drive with me in the car than like it is to be in
the plane. That doesn't freak me out because I know that.
Oh. You still get in the car with me.
Wait,
willingly.
We need to tell them the story when you got pulled over. Okay, then we'll do the experiment.
Okay.
Okay, so I have
We're
a story
really
for you guys.
Just hopping all over the place here.
I have a story for you guys. Okay, so Lindsay is an awful driver.
I don't think you give me enough credit.
No, I give you more than enough credit.
It's defensive driving.
It's awful driving because, no, it's not. You don't even know what's going on. You react. I guess that's defensive.
It's defensive driving.
But you don't know what's... You're offense and defense, bitch. You play both roles. You start the trouble and then you stop it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess you could say... I think it's defensive.
And it's so funny because she loves driving. She's always like, I'll drive.
Oh, I love driving. Well, I have no choice but to love it.
Yeah.
I really...
Yeah. No, but I like that you do it.
Yeah.
So we were driving home from Westchester one night and it was like 2 a.m. and we went out to like this wine bar and I had a glass of Riesling. Lindsay had half of a glass of Riesling. Lindsay was driving.
Half.
Emphasis on the half.
Detail.
And that's the truth.
That really be the truth.
Roll the tapes.
Because I don't even like wine.
Wasn't that one good though, Riesling? Or yeah. Do you not really like it?
No, it's fine. I like have it in like...
It's like sweet white.
...situation. Like, I'm like a situational wine drinker. Everyone's like, oh, let's get a glass. I'm like, okay.
You're like, I'm into
never,
it.
Never craving it with dinner or anything. I'd rather just have...
Me either.
...a water with lemon.
Yeah, I never crave wine.
Yeah.
Like, last night I went over to my mom's and it was like 10 at night. She had a glass of wine next to her. I was like,
yeah,
see, that doesn't do it for me.
That could ever be me.
Fast forward to us in 5 years. Anyway, so we had wine. We were driving home on a highway, and we were eating chips because we had gotten Wawa. Because I was getting really hangry that night.
Oh my God! Yeah,
I was being a bitch.
She was.
Let's
snapping.
Say it how it is. I was being a bitch, mm-hmm. and I needed some food. So we got Tori's food.
Yeah,
so we were eating in the car. Pretzel and chips, voodoo chips and soft pretzel from Wawa is like what Lindsay and I get every time we go out. It slaps.
It hits.
So we were in the car driving home eating mm-hmm. these chips and we were telling really funny stories.
The funniest of stories.
All of a sudden, we see these like lights behind us. So Lindsay's like, am I getting pulled over? And I'm like, oh my God, I literally think you are. So we pull over. This cop comes up. He goes, hey, like, I'm state trooper, da da da. Like, where are you guys coming from? And Lindsay was like, oh, we're dropping our friends off from Westchester. And he was like, okay, were you drinking tonight? And Lindsay's like, no. And I cannot lie to save my life. So I was like, oh my God, I'm glad, like, that I didn't get asked that.
I also really want to preface that, like, half of a glass is not
drinking. And it's also under the legal limit.
Yeah.
And you're 21.
Yeah.
Totally
like,
legal.
Like, I wouldn't have, even if, like, they did do, like, a DUI test, that it was just...
Yes. Yes.
My driving is that bad.
Yes. But, like, he was, like, the reason... Oh, that's trash, Lens.
Oh, yeah.
The whole reason that... Sorry about all these interruptions. This is not the ideal recording
live
studio. Live studio on American flight AA30. What was I saying? So, when he pulled her over, he was like, oh, the reason that he asked if she had a glass of wine is because if she was drinking is because he was like, did you have a glass of wine tonight? Because she was weaving in and out of traffic.
Which we didn't even notice.
Three times.
Yeah, he was
none
like,
of us noticed.
He's like, you went out of your lane three times. times. Did you drink at all tonight? And I was like,
no.
No.
And then he's like, so what were you doing in Westchester? And she was like dropping a friend off. And he was like, okay, and where
Which
are you going?
True.
Which is true. And he was like, okay, and where are you going? And Lindsay said, home. Now, before I go any farther on this story, I have to explain something. Lindsay lives in...
Lafayette Hill.
Okay, you're comfortable saying that.
Oh,
Lindsay
yeah.
lives in Lafayette Hill, okay? You don't need to know where it is.
All my Philly people, it's by King of Prussia.
It's right by Philly.
Yeah.
So she lives in Lafayette point. Hill. King of Prussia on to Lindsay is Phoenixville. She thinks
in my head,
in
yeah.
her opinion, anything beyond King of Prussia is Phoenixville.
Phoenixville.
Because beyond King of Prussia is Stride, and Stride yeah. is in Phoenixville.
And, yeah.
And she doesn't care to know the
my
other
whole
towns.
Life.
And it's
don't
fine.
Care.
She doesn't need to. She
Everything's
knows that I don't
Phoenixville.
Live in Phoenixville,
yeah.
but she still thinks I live in Phoenixville.
Yeah.
But
it's all Phoenixville up there.
To outlets, her, it's all Phoenixville.
Are the outlets Phoenixville?
No, that's oh. Limerick.
Got it.
Actually, that might be Pottstown.
Okay.
But it's not Phoenixville.
All Phoenixville.
To her, it's Phoenixville.
Yeah.
So he's like, where are you going? She said, home. And then he said, where's home? We're going to my house. I don't live in Phoenixville. So he said, where's home? And Lindsay goes, Phoenixville. So then he goes, can I see license and registration? So then he looks at her license. Her address does not say Phoenixville, and she did not tell him that they were that we were going to my house.
I just said home.
Home. And then she
home
said
to Tori's
home
house.
To Phoenixville.
Yeah.
That's all she said. So he looks at her license with the address saying Lafayette Hill, and he goes, have you moved recently? And she goes, no.
No, just going home to
Just going home. And he goes, so why does it say Lafayette Hill? So then I had to be a team player and step in for my girl. And I don't live in Phoenixville. But I had to be like, I live in Phoenixville.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay, so let me get this straight. You were in
Westchester,
weaving in and out of lanes, dropping a friend off. You didn't drink. You live in Lafayette Hill, but you're saying you're going to Phoenixville.
Going home to Phoenix.
Home to Phoenixville.
Yeah.
And Lindsay goes, yeah, and I was eating chips.
And we were not even on our way to Phoenixville. Like, no.
And she's like, sorry, I was just eating chips.
I, like, hold up my bag of
Literally
holds
up the bag.
And I was like, sorry.
Sorry, it's just me eating chips.
We don't eat and drive ever.
No, we do.
I mean,
that's why you got pulled over.
I know, but I don't want them to think that we're practicing and
I mean, don't.
We're
not telling you to do it.
We're not telling you to eat chips and drive.
We literally got pulled over.
But if you're going to do it, have a friend ride for you if you get pulled over.
I couldn't let you go under like that.
Also, I gave him an expired registration.
Yes, you did do that.
Which he didn't seem to care about, but...
Yeah, he didn't. I don't think many people care.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, if I give... Because, like, your registration changes a lot.
I mean, I guess.
So he just forget to put it in.
Yeah, sure.
This is not light. This is moderate turbulence right now.
This is light.
I just want it to be over. I just want
smooth sailing.
Smooth flying. That's what I'm manifesting right now is smooth flying. We are safely flying.
I'm also manifesting smooth flying for
smooth
you.
Smooth flying.
Because honestly, this doesn't bother me. It could like rock me to sleep, this
okay,
turbulence.
Okay, stop that. We are smoothly flying.
Yeah.
Through this air.
Should we do the experiment soon?
Yeah, once like it calms down
she really
in a little bit.
Like
no, but okay, this experiment is like when you think of something random, your pupils don't dilate and get bigger. When you think of the person that you like, they get bigger.
I saw this on TikTok. Is
Same.
That where you got it from? That's
yes.
where we get everything.
That's
why
I want
now.
That's why I want to try it. Cuz like ooh, you know what?
Work.
I should have you just like think of a random person cuz your pupils won't dilate.
Okay.
And then we can try it on mine.
Okay.
I wish you had a crush. Life is so much fun when you and your crush have best friends. I mean, when you and your best friend have crushes. I mean, the other way around, too, but.
So what? I think of someone I don't like or someone I do like? Or
you don't like anyone.
Think
of somebody.
Think of someone? Okay.
Yeah.
Ready?
Okay, wait.
I think
you can shine a light in their eyes.
Oh. Okay, got it.
Let me turn on a light really quick. Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
How long
open up
you
your eye.
Put, okay. Well, can I?
Well, open them up.
I'm trying
think of,
to think.
Think of random. Think of mac and cheese. Open your eye, babe. Open. Open your eye. What are you doing? Okay. Think of mac and cheese. Are you thinking of mac and cheese?
Yeah.
All right. Now think of
Got it.
A certain someone.
Okay. Got it.
Open your eye. Are you thinking of that certain someone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Did it work?
I don't think so.
Okay,
but
good.
We'll have to go back and look.
I'm glad it didn't.
Here, let's do the final review.
We're thinking.
That's you thinking of mac and cheese.
Got it, yeah.
That's you thinking of the person. Actually, it's bigger. Wait,
barely.
Lindsay, but it dilated.
But barely.
Okay, try mine. We're going to think of mac and... I'm going to think of flying right now.
Okay, yeah, go.
Flying. I hate flying.
Your eyelashes look great, by the way.
Thank you. Your makeup looked really good, too.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
Wait, yeah.
Should I think?
Go. Yeah, close them.
You don't need to close them.
Oh, you don't?
No. Did it work?
I don't know. I can't tell. Now
I can't see. I'm kind of blind.
Why do your eyes kind of look like...
wolf eyes?
They kind of look like snake eyes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, bad bitch.
I was smiling too much. You can't even see my pupil. I'm so stupid. I don't think it worked.
I think we're doing it wrong.
How are you supposed to do it?
No clue. But I do think you are supposed to close your eyes
you,
for a second.
You? Me?
Why is your face so much tanner?
I don't know. You want to close your eyes? Okay, let's try it again. Let's do it with our eyes closed. Is the flash on? Okay, close your eyes.
Okay.
Think of mac and cheese, and
got
now
it.
Open your eyes. Perfect. Okay, close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Think of somebody special that you're crushing on, and open your eyes. They really don't look different.
Yeah.
Okay, try mine.
They shouldn't look different.
Okay, yeah, I guess you're right. Okay. I'm thinking.
Okay, go.
I'm just landing safely.
Okay, yeah. And then
close.
Yeah.
Okay, here I go.
And then think, go.
Did it work? Did it?
Wait, look. Okay.
Okay,
ready?
That's flying.
And then you'll see it gets like,
oh, bye.
I'm such a mom. Okay, ready?
Okay, guys, I'm going to give you a live reaction. I'm thinking of flying.
Ready?
I close my eyes.
Don't you see it get bigger?
Yeah, but I think that was it adjusting to the light.
But
it's supposed to stay bigger.
It's supposed to stay bigger. So
ow,
do we
my
just
knee is locking up right now.
Not have at all?
I guess
I mean,
not.
I know.
I mean, I guess
but
mean,
I
that helps me out.
Nope, do.
That helps me
nope,
out if I do.
Definitely do.
How do you know I do?
Because I'm your best friend. I know everything.
Guys, my knee is literally locking up right now.
I know Tori has a crush before she even knows that she has a crush.
Everyone know I had a crush.
We see each other.
We see each other. We good. I just don't want to admit that I had a crush.
But, like, you'll admit to...
It's so fun to have a crush.
Me. It really is.
It's
when
so much fun.
when their, like, name pops up on your phone and your heart sinks into your chest or your stomach.
Oh, that doesn't happen to me.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, because we... Like, we talk enough that
yeah.
I don't get that
yeah.
stupid
oh, okay.
butterfly shit.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
That immature.
That no
that
lanes.
Immature. Oh, yeah. Well, I do sometimes.
You do?
Not with. But, yeah. No, ew. No, not with first name that you just said, but
with
sometimes
second?
With. Yeah.
What about with
sometimes.
The junior? Listen, I think you should shoot your shot right here on this podcast. Just
literally,
say it. Like, what do you have to lose?
Literally
what do you have to lose?
Okay, well.
If you go to Penn State and you're a junior, what class is it? Accounting? Hit up Lindsay Marchiotti.
No,
she's in love with you.
No, I won't.
You should have thought about him for the crush.
Something in the air. Yeah, I should have.
Do you want to try it again?
No, it's okay. We can try later. But, something in the air, man. The juniors this year at school are really cute.
They're hitting
That's
different.
All I got to say.
Ooh, this should be and, hitting different.
Yeah, and all my friends recognize it. Katie, example A.
Yes, and I actually will agree with it because a junior just recently like hit me up and I was like, wow. What's going
right?
on? Yeah, no, I will definitely agree
are
with
we
that.
I think we're into younger guys now, I guess.
Because we realized... That the older ones
suck.
Aren't shit, and maybe we can have some power if we date younger men.
Yeah, well, some respect.
What the fuck? Another TikTok reference.
That's all it's gonna be.
Oh, guys, when we got on this plane, we were vlogging. Now we're podcasting. We are the most annoying. We're in airport fits. We're so annoying.
We have our joggers on.
We should take a picture of this. Bad bitch, a link up. How do you leave 45
this stuff in?
I just do it all. Well, let's take another quick ad break.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I've been using Indeed for years, and one of the things that I love the most about it is that it just makes hiring really easy. So all I have to do is post a job description, and the candidates that match exactly what I'm looking for get sent right to me. So I don't have to filter through anyone that's like unqualified or anyone that isn't exactly what I'm looking for. Like, I get exactly what I'm looking for, and then the hard part actually becomes hiring the best person because everyone is almost overqualified for the job. So I really love it. I get to leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. So the Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back.
We're back.
All right, it's 12:45. That means it's 1.
Yeah.
We land at 2:30.
Yeah. Should we talk about a topic?
Sure. What do you want to talk about?
Anything.
You pick.
I pick?
Yeah. We can talk about the fact that I woke up at 2 a.m. this morning and I still haven't slept. My battery's kind of dying, but we're fine. We're so fine. I should have brought more batteries.
Maybe Jamaica will have some podcasting batteries.
Yeah, maybe they can have some batteries.
You did wake up at 2 this morning.
I did.
She does it all. Went to bed at 11, woke up at 2.
Went to bed at 11, woke up at 2. I had a lot of work to get done before I left. Been up since then. I thought I'd sleep on the plane. I was feeling really good. I was like, I'm not going to have an anxious day on this flight. But here I am. Popped an Ambien to help me with my anxiety, and it's not doing anything for my anxiety.
Like, you can't.
It's just making me really tired and, like, honestly a little loopy. Like, when I dream on Ambien, it's the best dreams. It's funny.
Well, I've never been on Ambien, so I can't vouch for you, but I can only imagine.
We could talk about being on it as if it's like a legit substance. Yeah. It's my mom's anti-anxiety meds. Ambien. And I also have my own prescription for when I fly. I just ran out of it. Roll the tapes. Ask my doctor if you don't believe me.
Yeah. I just think it's pretty funny how, like, flying makes you nervous. But when I walked into the airport, I was like, don't you just love the airport?
Literally, Lindsay's like, don't you love it? I'm like, no, literally can't relate. Wait, we could talk about how we went to IMATS when we were younger.
Yeah, that was the start of us, essentially.
We didn't know each other.
Yeah, I know you think the start of us was Spin, but the start of us was
It was
IMATS,
2013
for sure.
IMATS.
Yeah.
You In dragged your family there.
I feel like we were on the... I say we.
We. It is
like,
we.
But it is we. Like, YouTube was the thing. Like, you go home from, like, middle school, high school, whatever, pop in a Juicy Star 07 video.
Fuck.
All That Glitters 21.
Yeah.
Bethany Mota.
Michelle Phan.
Michelle Phan.
Makeup
all
by Tiffany
them.
D.
All of them. When she was filming in her closet.
May Baby Tumblr.
Makeup by Tiffany D had her set up in her closet. Do you remember that?
Of course.
So I put my vanity in my closet.
Miss Glamorazzi.
Yeah. All of them. And
that was the time of YouTube. Man, life was good back then.
Life was easy. Makeup collection videos.
Sarahbell 93X.
Mm-hmm.
Makeup collection videos, dude.
Those were the times.
Those were the days. The days.
I miss that YouTube.
Like, when I think back to that time, I literally feel like I'm put in a time machine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was literally our life. Like, we would wake up. I don't know about you, but I would wake up. I had a whole playlist on YouTube of wearable makeup that I could wear at school. So I would wake up.
With your Naked palette?
With Naked palette, a Too Faced Natural Eye palette, a Coastal Scents palette, a BH Cosmetics palette. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All of them.
And I would put on a tutorial and I would follow it to a T. Right, dude? Right?
You'd get like the rainbow palette and you'd have like
you wear
80
none of the
shades of pink. Like, never touch them.
It's a collection.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Oh my God. You use the Milk Jumbo Eyeshadow Pencil and Milk to prime your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Or MAC Painterly
or
Paint
Pot.
On
your waterline.
Oh my
Remember
God.
When everyone switched from Painterly to Soft Ochre?
It was a movement in the makeup industry.
Had Painterly, never touched it. Everyone switched
soft
to Soft Ochre.
Soft Ochre only.
Got it again.
That's it.
Never touched
soft
it.
Soft Ochre only. What a time.
It's a good time to
Urban
be
Decay,
alive.
Urban Decay, primer shot, primer potion.
Mm-hmm.
Holy fuck. Remember when they switched their packaging on that?
Yeah, to like
that
the
was
tube.
Insane. Yeah, mm-hmm. That was crazy. Remember when everyone used eyeshadow primer and then like a couple bitches later came down the line and they're like, you just need concealer and powder. And we're like, what? We've been using this for years. Who are you?
I wonder how their sales are.
Primer potions?
Yeah. Like,
zero?
How have they been?
Nothing.
No one really uses.
I mean, maybe someone's in the phase that we were in right now, and they're only just discovering like old Juicy Star 07.
God, I hope so.
Same. Like, I hope they have the upbringing that we once had.
I remember I watched. There was this one video. I don't know if it was on like Good Morning America or something, but it was at my old house in my dad's office, and I'd watch my YouTube on his like office computer because it was before I had a laptop, and it was like on Good Morning America or something, and they. Blair Fowler was on it, and they were explaining, like,
they sorry were if you heard
explaining,
that.
They were explaining, like, wow, like, this girl, Juicy Star 7, she's so cool, and
oh my
she's
God,
making
yeah.
money off of YouTube.
I remember.
And yes. I remember being like, wow, this is crazy.
This shit hits different.
She was, like, the first, like, literally one of the first
the
people
first
to, like,
influencer.
Blow up.
Yeah.
And to make money off of it.
Yeah, for sure. I remember when she posted, like, her back-to-school purse. I, too, made a back-to-school purse, and I would carry it to my locker and then out of my locker.
Yeah.
Because no one
Never
carried bags
it.
From in between classes. But I so badly wanted a back-to-school purse. And it was from DSW.
Cute.
Yeah. Hers was a Louis Vuitton. I didn't know what Louis Vuitton was, and I looked it up, and I was like, whoa, that's a lot of money. Didn't even know, but I was like, wow, that's like a $1,500 bag.
Yeah.
She's like, I got it for my birthday.
She had everything. Her pink body sprays.
Okay.
And her dog.
Let's talk about how rich she is. Just really quick. Honestly, really, really quick. Her room. I mean, everyone had thought this when they were growing up, right? You thought this too.
Yeah.
Like, her room was the size of a master bedroom.
She was the reason why I bought all of the pink body sprays. Remember, like, the
yes.
square ones?
Yes. She just had the collection that made you want the
yeah.
same thing.
She's like, and I have, like, all... like 18 cents. I'm like, got it.
You open her mascara drawer and she just goes with her fingers, the grabbing mm-hmm. of all the mascaras.
Her lipsticks, all of her MAC lipsticks.
She had a acrylic set for just MAC. Mm-hmm. What product was that? It was like a MAC. Oh, for her MAC eyeshadows. Mm-hmm. And they were potted.
Oh my God, yeah.
On her vanity.
Had them, like, each in their own little yes. thing. Yeah.
And I was like, genius. I remember one year she did a Christmas.
Genius.
Genius. I cannot stress this enough. For her Christmas gift guide one year, which now looking back, it was clearly a sponsored video, but I didn't know. I was 12, and I'm like, oh my God, whatever she says, I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I guess
absolutely.
I was 14. And
why
she,
would we question it?
And in her video, she was like, the best thing to ask for is an OPI nail polish collection. So you best believe that Christmas, all I asked for were OPI nail polishes. And I got like 50 of them. And there's a video on my channel that is now private, but I can show you.
Can you show me?
I'll show you. And it's literally me being like, hi guys, this is my OPI nail polish collection. And I went through every single one and I named all of them without looking at the bottom.
Wow.
Because I was like, I'm that bitch.
I could do that with my MAC eyeshadows in the palettes. I used to be able to go down the line.
Okay. Yeah, we're good. Yeah, no, it was like a time. Like, MAC was really like it.
It was either you wear MAC or you don't wear makeup.
Yes. I remember I saved up all my money from my benefit box 10. Remember when she was obsessed with that?
Mm-hmm.
And she used a brush too. She's like, look, it's all you need. I was like, that's all I need.
Yeah.
I was like, Mom, I don't even need to buy a brush.
My first MAC eyeshadow was... was it Stars and Rockets?
Oh.
It was. They gave me a purple one. They were like,
so cute.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
Mine was Retrospec.
See, that's a good one.
Yeah.
What was I doing?
But I still use nylon one? Every single day.
You do.
Nylon's my thing.
And because you use it, I use it.
Nylon's the best.
It
nothing
really
compares.
Inner corner
under brow the brow bone. Dude, I'm getting like loopy from this because I'm so tired.
Really?
And the drug is making me like loopy. But I just can't sleep because I'm still too anxious. So I guess it's not really doing its job right. We could watch a movie after this or something.
A little bit of everything.
Should we look at the movies and see what our options are?
Yeah.
Maybe we can, like, get on a discussion about movies or something. Maybe my mom wants to be on the podcast. Hey, Mom.
She's got her pods in.
She's too cool for us. What are we at here? 44 minutes. We've been talking 44 minutes.
Really?
I have to log in.
I have mine that you can log in with.
Advantage number or username? Continue as a guest. I'm just trying to watch some movies. Wi-Fi and free entertainment. Here we go. We only have an hour and a half. I thought you were not. I thought it was a trick again. I'm hungry. We passed up all the food because we were so into the pod. Now I'm really hungry.
We're like, sorry, we're busy.
Are you hungry?
Yeah, we can still get something probably.
We didn't even get the pretzels. Sorry for the wait. Here's how to get online.
What are we looking up? Movies?
What? Why can't I do it? I don't know why it's not working for me. We can look on yours later. So I think we're flying over the Bermuda Triangle right now.
No way. We're probably, like, Georgia.
Georgia? No, bitch, somewhere. We're over water, baby. We're only an hour and a half out. Dad, we're flying over water, right? We're flying over water, right?
Should I turn my...
He said it's possible. It's true, we are. I literally am looking out and I only see water. I don't know why I'm being... doubted
I
by
wish
my
we
eyes.
Had one of those, you know how some planes have the seats with the TVs?
Yeah.
And you can press a button and then see where your plane is on the map.
Did you have those to Vegas?
I don't think so.
Wait, do you want to talk about something really trippy?
Yeah.
So I was like listening to, I talked about this a little bit in a podcast episode, but I want to hear someone else's like perspective on it because I probably just sound really stupid.
Okay. This podcast is
all over the place. It is the definition of ADHD. So I was listening to, like, a very spiritual person talking about, like, how consciousness is just an experience. and like we all experience everything differently. Like if I were like I just like I'm touching your forehead right now with my thumb. Mm-hmm. Like you're experiencing this one way, but I might experience it as a feeling that is like this. But like we experience everything differently. Do you know what I mean?
No, I remember you talking about this. I get it.
So like when you look through your eyes, like explain like what you see. No, honestly, bear with me.
Explain what?
Tell me what you see. What do I look like? But like, what color is my hair?
Blonde.
And how would you describe blonde?
As like, not like a whitey kind of, but we're not too white, more of like a yellowy. But then again, is my version of white different than your version of white?
See, you're getting it. You're getting it. Yeah, like when I look at your hair, I also see your hair is blonde.
Yeah.
But like someone else can look at like this hair and be like, oh, she has brunette hair.
Yeah. But think that that's blonde.
But think it's blonde, right.
Is that a real thing?
I don't know. Like, I've always kind of, like, wondered, like, if I even see humans correctly. Like, do you see a human the same way I do? Like, do I look like how you look to me?
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, for all I know, like, I could have, like, scales, and so could you, but I think scales are human flesh, and then I look at, like, a lizard scale, and I'm like, oh, that's really scaly, or that's scaly, but it's actually, like, not. Like, I don't know that.
No, it makes sense.
We sound so dumb.
No, you explained it a lot better when I wasn't here.
But it's just, like, crazy to, like, think that, like, you can just perceive the world.
Things totally different.
Totally different. Like, this, we can
perception
agree on, is the color red, right?
Is reality,
like,
though.
That's the color red.
Yeah.
But, like, what is the color red? Like, maybe to me that's blue, and to you it's purple. Uh-huh. Like, my version
but
of purple,
both,
but
we both
know
agree that it's
red.
Red.
But what is red? It's just an experience of the conscious realm.
One of the flight attendants walked by us and be like, what are they on?
Isn't it crazy?
But no, it is. It's weird to think about.
It's crazy
that
to think
you
about.
Could experience what you think is like the same thing. Like, for example, this trip.
Be like, yeah.
We could have, we're both here. We're both doing it, but like, we could have two totally different experiences.
Like, we both agree that, like, we're going somewhere warm, so we're dressing as if it's somewhere warm.
Yeah.
But what if, like, the warm was actually freezing cold? But we've grown up our whole life thinking that freezing cold was warm and warm was freezing cold.
Yeah. I mean,
it's just, like, words that we put meaning behind, and that's what, like, we create our universe around, and that's fucking crazy.
That it is weird to think about. It kind of makes me nervous.
Right? Like, you and I both agree that this is a ring.
Yeah.
But, like, what if this is actually, like, a tarantula?
Yeah. Or, like, what if this ring to you is, like, not the same ring? You know, like,
yes,
the colors are different,
yes,
or whatever.
Like, what if to you, you see it as, like, a light-up neon yellow ring?
See, I feel like...
But then again, what is neon
could
yellow?
Be different, but I don't think, like, shapes necessarily could be
well,
different.
Well, maybe. I agree that they're not going to be different. But, like, when I look at this, I see a circle. But, like, what is a circle? Is my definition of a circle the same as your definition of a circle?
Yeah.
And, like, if it is, do your eyes view a circle the same way my eyes view a circle? You know? Man, it's really crazy to think about. This is the dumbest podcast
this
episode.
This is Tori when she's on Ambien, which is taking
me on Ambien and anxious, which sucks because I'm not supposed to be anxious on Ambien.
You're handling it well.
Thank you so much. We're going to take our third and final ad break really, really quick. Fun taking
and
an ad break.
It.
All right, should we just like sign out and like watch a movie? It's been almost an hour. It's been 50 minutes.
Is that it? We really just.
What do you want to say?
We really just did it with no topic, huh?
Yeah, we really did that.
Just talk.
I really wonder how this sounds.
I'm curious to see how this turns out.
Because like when I filmed it in my car the other day, wow. Yeah. Last week I was on a car. Now I'm on an airplane. Next week am I gonna be on like a yacht?
Yeah.
Let's hope so.
Do it on the boat.
Do it on the boat. The boat. What was I saying? Oh, in the car, you could hear like me on the highway, and this is so much louder than me on the highway.
For
so
sure.
We'll see how it goes. Louder. My network's gonna drop me and be like, "You have to stop producing shit content." I'm gonna be like, "Listen, I'm really sorry.
You're just trying
you
to
wanted
spice
to sign
it up.
Me. just trying to spice it up. I'm just trying to ease my anxiety, guys.
Anything to help.
Yeah. But next week, we'll be back to, like, regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah.
Life will be back to biz tomorrow. I mean, next week.
Next week.
Guys, join the Facebook group, Manifest with Tori DeSimone on Facebook. Search it. I'll accept you. You're in there.
Every day, I get a notification from that Facebook group.
Don't you love it?
Love it.
Lindsay's in it. Go find Lindsay.
I am in it. Should I start talking in it?
Yeah, go find her.
I'll just start. I'll be like, hey, guys.
Literally, go find her.
Me. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to sign off. Lindsay, pimp yourself out. What's your Instagram?
Pimp myself. My Instagram is L Margiotti, which is my last name. LMARGIOTTI. My TikTok is... I don't even know. I think it's LINDSSAAYY. But if you just look up Lindsay Margiotti, it's there.
Lindsay Tori's with an A.
One.
Lindsay with an A.
Lindsay with an A. The way that it should be spelled.
I agree.
I'll fight anyone on that.
No, before I met you, I was like, Lindsay with an E is how it's spelled. But now that I know you, I cannot imagine Lindsay with
right?
an E. It's
like
Lindsay
just,
with an A.
It's Lindsay.
Lindsay. Lindsay.
Yeah. Yeah, this was fun.
You guys can follow me at Tori Sterling _. You guys can follow Stride at Stride Spin and Fitness. And you can also follow my new location, Sea Isle, which is opening this summer, which is Stride Sea Isle. So go show all the love. Guys, we are landing in Jamaica in like an hour and a half. So we're going to watch a little movie or something. Maybe I'll try and sleep, but the turbulence has calmed down. And this helped me like literally so much. So thank you guys. I adore you guys.
Yeah, she made it through.
We made it through.
This
we
is
did
her
it.
Coping mechanism.
We did the
Anything
damn thing.
To help.
All right. I guess this is goodbye. But not forever. Just for now.